Space Trawler for January 1st, 2020. Welcome to the new year. First panel, we see Emily's ship approaching a planet. And voice coming from it, Emily's voice, says, we're approaching Durnheim 3. Chipu is going to stay on board, but for the rest of you, let me give you the scoop. Next panel, we see she's in the ship talking to Ruddock and Tess Fay and Aitana. In sort of the cafe upper there. So the ship is three parts, you know, there's essentially the cockpit, there's sort of the sleeping area with a couch, and then there's a area above that which has a cafe table and some storage and the box spots where she hid her guns, that kind of stuff. So she's in that area. So she continues, we won't need any apparatuses to breathe. Most inhabited planets in the GOB have oxygen atmosphere, fortunately. In the next panel, she has her hands in the air. Her right hand is sort of lower and the other one's up. She's saying it's a planet divided between ground dwellers and those who can fly. In the next panel, we see what looks like sort of a enormous golden bird-like alien wearing a toga with a gun in its belt loop and big boots. And there's Emily's voice is continuing over that, saying those who can fly, the Durns, view those who can't as an abomination and want nothing to do with them. So this bird-like creature is a Durn. The penultimate panel is close up on Emily, saying, and so the law of the land is that only those who can fly, who can naturally fly, are allowed to. Any who fly by technological means are shot down. Last panel. Aitana, very excited, says, you mean we have the option of flying? And Emily, nonplussed, says, no, I mean we have the option of being shot down in fiery balls of slag. Not quite the same thing.